Well, as y'all can see, 60 years ago, Don and Anna Ruth Whitmore, I don't know, some of y'all knew them, some of you did not, decided to start a church for disabled people. So disabled people would have a place to go to feel accepted. Come here. To feel accepted and loved and not be stared at and made fun of. Don had encephalitis he contracted in Iceland. It made him drag his leg. Therefore, the brain damage of encephalitis gave him Parkinson's. So not only did he drag his leg, he shook real bad. I never heard that man ever cuss or say anything ugly about anybody. I was blessed, not at all times, I didn't feel, to take care of Don and Anna Ruth till the day they died. They were special, special people. Don and Anna Ruth started this church in an abandoned building in Lee Park. I don't know if y'all remember Lee Park. I don't think it's called that anymore. It used to be where all the hippies would go and smoke grass and have fun. Anyway, they started the church, them and Mary Taylor. And even just three people, it was going to be called Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is a man that was blind in the Bible that God healed. They later became a part of a mission of North Baptist Church, which is still here today, not here, but over by the project. That's where they met Mary Taylor, by the way. They started the church. It started to grow. They loved it. They found this building. I believe the Dallas Baptist Association, if I'm not wrong, found this church building and asked Don and Anna Ruth if they want to take it over. So they came up here and prayed, and they said, yes, this is our church. We want it. So it took them a while to pay it off, but it's completely paid off. I know one time they needed to pay it, the $50 rent, and they didn't have it, or the mortgage. And they prayed about it because they wanted this church. So they trusted God, and when they walked outside, there was the $50 bill stuck in the bush outside. So that was good. So they kept coming back for years and years, and until Don really got really, really sick. He passed away, and then 2 years after that, Anna Ruth passed away. Their legacy was due to go on. They wanted David to preach here, and I had my kids. We were involved in a church. I know some of y'all heard this before. I was very selfish. It was by no means that I want to be a pastor's wife. If y'all had known me, I cussed like a sailor. I didn't leave a Christian life. I got on antidepressants. Well, I still take them, but anyway, it's not about me today. So we didn't know what to do. So David and I naturally thought about it. Can I go back to Lindsay? Okay. And Ruth called him one night and said, David, you're going to take that church over. Boy, was I mad. And David said, okay. So David took the church over. Because when God gives you a purpose and a plan, and you have that desire in your heart, he's going to carry it through. So David became the preacher at this church. Today marks 60 years that a Whitmore has not stood in the pulpit and just say so hard. But David was a good preacher. He got better and better every Sunday. You know, he was a good guy. I nagged him. I did everything I could to make that man miserable, and I did. We had a good relationship. He had headaches one day, and then 11 days later, he was gone. I'll never forget when I was sitting at the hall, Greg came down the hall. He's my oldest, and he just stood there and rubbed my back. You don't know how much I appreciated that. But he was gone. And so we're trying to live on. So by that, this church will go on. His legacy will live. Don's and Anna Ruth's legacy will live on. Amen. God provided us a pastor and a pastor's wife, Linda and Larry Thacker, that he took this on so the legacy could go on. That's why I'm so grateful to them. I'm grateful to y'all that people with disabilities can feel comfortable and come to this church. But just because we're disabled doesn't mean that we don't serve God. You're not owed anything in life, okay? You're not owed anything because of how we are. I'm disabled in my brain. So, you know, we all have disabilities. So we're not owed anything. We're here to serve God and to carry out His message to the world. And I believe this little church on this corner is a big light for God's glory. And I just want to thank y'all today for coming for 60 years. I hope I got through it all okay. Amen. Amen.